Stock, this is getting on Jim McMahon. That is MCMAHON. McMahon. Jim. JIM. Jim McMahon. MCMA. I'm sorry. MCMAHON. Date of birth is 1/9/1955. Date of visit is 3/29/22. Please make copy for Dr. William Douglas, 3 MD. Next paragraph. Dear William, thank you for sending Jim McMahon for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. I'm sorry. Can you please change that? Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COVID-19 pneumonia. Please cancel obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 67-year-old obese white male who has who had a history of COVID-19 pneumonia, was hospitalized with respiratory failure approximately 6 weeks ago. The patient was admitted on February 2nd, and was hospitalized for 16 days with bilateral pneumonia due to COVID-19, and was on high flow oxygen during his hospital stay, and subsequently weaned down to oxygen via nasal cannula at 2 liters. He was discharged in a satisfactory condition on February 18th and has used oxygen intermittently at home. Presently, he denies any shortness of breath at rest, but mildly dyspneic with activity, and sometimes is using portable oxygen, he denies chest pains, but he has some cough and wheezing, and denies fevers, night sweats, chills. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's past is significant for hernia repair, and he denies any history of pneumonia or chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient is a non-smoker. No alcohol use. Worked for a construction company as a consultant. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of old age, mother is in good health at age 91. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue or weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma, has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, flank pains, the nice hay fever or wheezing, but has a cough and some shortness of breath. Denies nausea, vomiting, of GI bleed, no diarrhea. And denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No, he has palpitations and no leg swelling. Denies depression or anxiety. No easy bruising. Has no joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next paragraph. Medalist included, medalist, none at the present time.
We also learned new details about how detectives tracked him down.
In a church group that happened to be set up during Bike Week, responded and said they had met with this film and had some pictures of
him. The state attorney's office has not decided yet.
Next paragraph. Physical exam, this well-built elderly white male is alert, pale but no acute distress, no sign of the citrus or lymphadenopathy, and no peripheral edema. Blood pressure 150/80, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 230 pounds, saturation 95. H-E-N-D at normal phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal because edematous throat was clear. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with clear lung fields, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. History of COVID-19 pneumonia with bilateral lung infiltrates. And number two is chronic cough. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate the lung infiltrates, as well as a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC, complete metabolic profile, was ordered, and he will also use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler. 2 puffs QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for William Douglas III, MD. Let's talk to Susan.